Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Music Master on Today FM.
Okay, here we are in Music Master, kicking things off with Sarah Ahern in Cove. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. We had DJ Flea on there a little while back from Cove.
So.
Yeah, do you know DJ Flea?
I do.
Very
and I
good.
Know all the Carl, yeah.
So the Carl Gym doing loads of fundraising and giving it all to Focus Ireland, which is absolutely brilliant for the big busk, of course. Have you sent in your voice note to be at the end of the song yet, Sarah?
No, I haven't opened my head. No.
Trust me, neither did most of the Today FM presenting staff, so I've learned over the last couple of days. Anyway, we'll enjoy that tomorrow. Right now, let's focus on you winning yourself something cool, Music Master. You ready? Give it a go?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
here
ready,
we go.
Yeah.
Round one.
Okay, in round one, Sarah, you get to choose one of three categories. Would you like So Hot, Catch Yourself On, or Tonight, Tonight?
Oh, we'll go with the first one.
So Hot. Okay, these are songs that have featured on the Billboard Hot 100 chart toppers. They're number one songs on Billboard Hot 100.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
60
yeah.
seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Finish the lyric. Raindrops keep
falling on my head.
Yes. Chad Kroeger sang Never Made It as a Wise Man in which Nickelback song?
Oh, this is how you remind me?
Yep. According to Poison, every rose has its what?
Thorn.
Yes. Usher sang about what in this club?
Oh, I don't know.
Love. Which artist spent five consecutive weeks at number one with her song Is It Over Now and Cruel Summer?
Taylor Swift.
Yes. Which movie star rapper had a number one with Wild Wild West?
Oh, Will Smith?
Yep. Girls Like You saw Cardi B team up with which band?
Maroon 5.
Yeah. According to Frankie Valli's 1978 song, What Is The Word?
Brief is the word.
It is. What line comes next? Although we've come...
Oh, I don't know.
...to the end of the road. Did Daniel Powter have a song about a great day or a bad day?
Bad day?
It was a bad day. The band Silk Sonic had a 2021 number one. There's the drums.
Okay.
Right, let's count up your very impressive score there.
Oh, God.
That's eight. That is excellent, Sarah.
Okay.
Excellent. And it can only get better now in the bonus round.
Okay.
Bonus round.
So in the bonus round, we're going to play a little game where we pitch the songs down for you, okay?
Okay.
So they sound a little bit lower than they usually would.
Okay.
But you've got to work out what they are based on the little clip I play you. The clue obviously remains that these are all songs that have topped the Hot 100 Billboard chart, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, well, here we go. Here's your first one. What song is that?
Adele,
it is.
Rolling in the Deep.
Adele, Rolling in the Deep is correct. There's a point for you. What about this? What do you think?
Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, need the song very quick. No.
Tonight's going to be a good night.
It's called I Got a Feeling, is what it's called. I Got a Feeling. Okay, we can't give you that one. What about this, though?
Okay. Is that the Beatles, Hey Jude?
It is the Beatles, Hey Jude, and that's two out of three. And that takes your score from 8 to 10. Excellent performance out of you, Sarah Ahern.
Good.
10 points. Good. It could be enough to get you through. It may not be. Depends what Jerry Cork does. He's a fellow Cork man.
Oh.
He's going to have a go in a few minutes' time. We'll see how Jerry does.
Music Master.
Okay, so Sarah did well. She got herself a score of 10. Staying in Cork, Sarah's in Cove. Jerry, where in Cork are you?
I'm in Bishopstown, Dave.
Bishopstown, right. Okay, and Smear, 10 is a good score. Do you think you've got what it takes to beat that?
Hopefully, Dave, hopefully, yeah, good score.
How do you get on usually when you're listening in?
Yeah, I usually do okay, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, let's see if you can. Let's jump in and pick your category.
Round one.
So in round one for yourself, Jerry, you can have one of two categories. You can't have So Hard because Sarah took that, but you can have either Catch Yourself On or Tonight.
We'll go for Tonight,
Dave. Tonight. Okay, well, the late night shows, The Tonight Show features Jimmy Fallon. And these are all guests of Jimmy Fallon, all musical guests of Jimmy Fallon. Questions on them. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, please, yes.
Okay, here we go. Lea Michele is a singer, but what TV show did she rise to fame on?
Pass.
It was Glee. Did Beck sing about being a winner or a loser?
A loser.
Yes. Which Mr. Worldwide has just released a new song with Dolly Parton?
Pass.
Pitbull. Pumped Up Kicks was a hit for which former guest of Fallon?
Pass.
Foster the People. Name the country star who Taylor Swift wrote a very early song, Name Checking.
Nah.
Tim McGraw. Which English singer recently resurfaced after her song featured in the movie Saltburn?
Sophie Lester.
That's right. Which band had to cancel their week-long appearance on Jimmy's show after their lead singer fell off his bike in Central Park?
You too?
Yep. Who sang the line, I love this record, baby, but I can't see straight anymore?
Pass.
Lady Gaga. Finish the song title from Lupe Fiasco, Kick What?
Drum.
Push. Barry Gibb was in a very famous band with his brothers. What were they called? The Bee Gees, yeah. Shut Up and Dance was a 2014 hit. There's the drums. Okay, let's count up your score there, Jerry. Got a score of 4, which means to get through to the final, Jerry, you're going to have to get all 3 of your low and slow bonus rounds right, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Bonus round.
We've pitched these songs down for you. And all you got to do is identify them. If you get all 3 right, we'll triple your score from 4 to 12. So let's see how you get on. What is this? Artist and title.
Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
Shape of You, is it?
Shape of You is absolutely right. Well done, that's the first one in the bag. That's very good. How about this one? Is that?
No, I don't know.
No, that's Niall Horan's song, Heaven. All right, try the last one.
Looks like the lady. Look how far we've come, my baby.
Shania Twain.
Yeah, song is called?
Looks like we made it.
No, oh, it's called You're Still the One. It's called, unfortunately, by Shania Twain. But listen. 4+1 gives you a score of 5, not enough to beat 10, but we will send you out the Dave Moore mug, Jerry, and you can enjoy a cup of tea down in Bishopstown on that, all right?
All right, don't leave, Jerry.
Nice one, Jerry. Have a good day. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Sarah?
Yeah?
10 is definitely good enough to get you through to the final today. How you feeling?
Yay, good.
Okay.
Final round.
In this final round, Sarah, I'm going to give you 3 clues to the identity of an artist. I'll give you the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. And then all you'll have to do is tell me within 10 seconds who it is, okay?
Yeah, we'll give it a go anyway.
Okay. The year is 1996. The place is Auckland, New Zealand. And the lyric is, 'Cause honey, I'll come get my things, but I can't let go.
Oh. It's not Lord, is it?
You're going for Lord.
Lordy.
Yeah, I wasn't sure at the start how to pronounce her name. Was it Lordy or Lord? Lordy were the Finnish Eurovision lads, but yes. Do you know what? Yes. This is Lord. And that means you're a music master! Get it!
Oh my God, gas.
It is gas. Well done. You are a music master.
Brilliant.
Is she the only New Zealand singer you know?
She was the only one I knew.
Well, it's good to have that in the back of your brain because you are now a music master, Sarah, and you get everything. You get the certificate to hang proudly on your wall that says brilliant. You are a music master. Brilliant. You get the Bluetooth headphones to listen to whatever you like. I would imagine some Lord albums. And you get €250 in cash. Congratulations.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It
brilliant.
Certainly is. Well done. You brightened up our Thursday, Sarah. Thank you so much for playing and congratulations.
Thanks, Dave.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.